Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way right after this.
Coming from Bob and Tom Television, it's the fun new game show everyone's talking about. Come on down, Miss Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
All right, welcome to the show now. We're going to have you two stand back to back.
Do I have to?
Yes, that's the way the game is played, Christy.
Jeez, this is so embarrassing.
Come on now, just do it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, sorry. It looks like she's got you by at least an inch or so.
Hey, that's not fair. She's on her tippy toes.
It's Christy Lee, guest starring in Are You Taller Than a Fifth Grader? Tonight on Bob and Tom Television.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jessica Alsman.
Hi.
Ace Cosby here at the Track Phone Hotline Hot Phone. Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
There he is. I'm Chick McGee. Here's Tom Griswold.
Really, thank you very much.
And is it time? I think it might be time.
We're getting things in place.
It's time.
Oh, there she is right there. She's sweet, and she's sexy, and she's Allie Breen with Sexy Time. Hi,
yes.
Allie.
Hi, guys.
Okay, the question is, where are you? That looks like
definitely
a hotel
not
lamp.
Your house.
Tape. That is not my house. It's not a hotel room either, though. It's a California. I'm at my friend's house. We're going to be horseback riding for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. Okay.
Yep.
I want to be you in my next life. Man.
Yeah, well,
that sounds fun.
Did you just get back from Paris?
Yeah. Yeah, but every week you're somewhere fun.
Now, wait a second. Excuse me for one second. Thank you, Allie. Okay. Oh, well, where are you going horseback riding?
At Temecula, California. My friend's friend has a ranch out there. So, yeah, we're going to spend a couple days riding. It's like 100 degrees in New York. It's so hot. So it's much nicer out here.
That's great. I've actually spent a little time there. It was part of a softball tournament, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what were you doing there?
Well, I was representing Rawlings.
Oh, I was going to say.
I play softball.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I hit ropes.
It's nice. There's a lot of wine tastings and stuff. It's really, it's a weird named place, but it's a nice place.
Are you equestrian? Are you familiar with horseback riding?
Yeah, she is.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I grew up riding.
Okay, so.
Yep, love it.
Know your way around a crop?
I do.
Hymenless.
Yes, I do.
And we're not talking about a corn crop, I
assume. Hymenless. Right, right. Tom would like to know if you're hymenless.
Jeez. You're an awful human being.
I
sometimes.
Have not been hymenless for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, you have? Oh, well, you've got a replant? Re-implant?
Two negatives. So.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I've lost my own place.
I know, me too.
Well, it's always great to see you, Allie. The way the show works, you receive letters at Allie Breen at various social media platforms. And it's Allibreen. People ask questions about their love lives, and we try to fix them. What have you got today?
Dear Allie, I am sexually attracted to an old coworker from 3 years ago. We still hang out, her husband, her, my wife, and I. But since I can't have sex with her, because I'm sure she wouldn't want to, even though on my side, me and my wife are open, but I don't know what she thinks. So when we go to visit their house, I always take a pair of panties out of the hamper, which is in their bathroom, for later gratification.
Oh, God.
Right? This happens every time we see them. It's fine. It seems like a good trade, right?
Well, you are stealing from her. So, I mean, I think you should every now and again replace, you know, sort of a take a panty, leave a panty.
I think that's today's show. That is so dead on.
Not gonna get any better.
The right answer.
It has to be the same panty, though, because I'd be like, what are these panties doing here? I know which panties are mine.
Mm-hmm. So how does this guy, how does he excuse himself?
He just uses the restroom.
Hamper's right in the bathroom. God, I have a no upstairs policy because I don't want some guy rummaging through my drawer, eating potato chips, like, these look good. We'll take these. Ruffles. Cool.
You think creeps just have snacks on them?
Anyone that's going through panty drawers without someone knowing is definitely eating the same time they're going
that
through
is
panty drawers.
Weird,
that is a weird connection.
Green, that's cool.
This is.
I will say Jess is right that the only thing creepier than realizing you're missing a pair of panties is finding a pair of panties that aren't yours.
Wouldn't you immediately just blame your husband or whatever?
Yes, of course.
I've got it. So you steal the panties, then you go to the store, you get an exact copy of those panties, and then the next time you steal, you drop the old ones.
That's way too complicated.
Here's the thing.
Pressed and clean.
You're asking us if it's okay. The answer is ethically, probably not. But boy, I bet it's a thrill.
Well, it's a very specific. I think I've told you this story before. Many years ago, I was seeing this gal, and she told me the following story. She lived in a relatively small town in northern Ohio, and she came home to her apartment one day, and it had been broken into, and all of her panties were gone, except there was one pair of, shall we say, soiled panties in the middle of her bed.
No.
So that was it. End of story.
Oh.
And then years later, cops knock on her door. And they say, they go through this whole thing. A guy from her high school had been systematically going through the high school yearbook and had done this to many of the women in her class.
Boy.
This guy would burglarize apartments and homes just to get their panties while he was there, would finish whatever.
And, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's Cheetos creepy. The whole time, I bet.
And he was eventually caught.
Okay.
So it's in that case, it's sort of even more invasive.
That is what that guy
did. No, I think the ethics of this.
That's like a Zodiac killer.
Yeah,
that's
wild.
Yeah.
High school classmate panty destroyer.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's somebody who didn't get laid in high school.
Yes.
And was
if those girls had just had sex with him, he wouldn't have to do that.
Exactly. Thanks, Josh. That solves it all right there.
I like those girls.
You see the dark, moody kid? Just have sex with him.
No, this is a wild.
That guy held a grudge.
Yeah, he did.
It's a long time.
Now, would it be okay? Let me ask you this, Willie. Oh, would it be okay if the guy, hang on one second, how much is a pair of panties?
Depends.
No, depends.
Yes, just panties.
We were all rushing to get there, like seagulls searching for the last fry. We were so excited.
That was like one door open during a fire. Yeah, and we were all running.
Four or five bucks, probably.
Yeah. So now, would this make it any better?
Nice panties.
Would this make it any better if every time he did this, if he left, say, a $20 bill at random somewhere in the house?
No, he's not the panty fairy. What? What are you doing? What's this? Weird.
You know, I think I met that guy once. He bought me a beer. I wasn't mad.
You can't use that word anymore.
He was on RuPaul's Drag Race. He's a really great guy.
You're a bear.
No, seriously, what do you think, Allie? Would that be fair if the guy left cash?
That'd be a giveaway, though.
Oh, that's even creepier. Yeah, that's so... Not only that, but when women sell their panties, I think they sell them for like hundreds of dollars.
Sure.
It's a big... Yeah, big sale. I don't think $20 would cut it.
Right.
Would you sell
I think he either has to keep doing it in secret or stop it.
Would you sell your underwear, Tom? If, I mean, a guy or a girl wanted them, wouldn't you sell them to her?
I did.
You did?
I sold a pair of my boxers to a listener.
So how much did you get?
Way more than I should have.
And the husband was not happy.
Were they clean?
They were, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want a game-worn jersey, dude.
But that defeats the point. Usually people want it worn.
She was going to put him in like a shadow box or whatever. And hang him on the wall.
God, fandom is an odd thing, isn't it?
It's wonderful. I signed him and all that.
Well, this is a fascinating letter. I think that there's some pretty serious ethical problems here. And is this guy going to go even farther and do something more than just take her?
I don't know.
If he leaves the dirty panties out at his own house, hoping that the woman will find them. Like, so she'll, you know what I mean? She'll figure it out.
I don't think he wants to get caught.
You don't?
No.
His wife knows about it. His wife knows.
His wife doesn't necessarily know about the panties. They have an open relationship. That,
yeah, but he know they yeah. would welcome well, her into their relationship.
I'd like him to keep us updated on this.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more. This is an interesting. This is a very interesting problem.
Let's not.
Mm-hmm. This is where a professional psychiatrist or therapist who's probably encountered something like this would have much more intelligent things to say about it. Although,
well, the lesson learned too is to not keep your hamper in the bathroom where people can get access.
Yeah,
to
that's
it.
Interesting.
Where do you keep yours?
I keep my laundry bedroom. Baskets in my closet.
Mine's in the bathroom.
This could be a boring answer. Some people have allergies, and you can't have clothes that you've worn all day in your bedroom where you're sleeping. So
really?
That could be a thing. Yeah. That's
I what keep I'm supposed them in a separate do. Room.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mine's in my master bath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or main bathroom. I can't say that anymore.
You can say
the main bathroom.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, Allie, if we were to go into your apartment, although you probably haven't been in it for a year, always in hotels.
And, or at the Cape or down the floor.
Typically, how many pairs of panties would you have in your hamper that had been used?
I have a lot of panties because I'll change panties once a day sometimes. Like I change in the day and at night separately, I'll change my panties too. Yeah.
But I mean, how long do you let them gestate before you wash them?
So really the question is how often do you do laundry?
We do laundry once a week, right?
Okay, so there are some in there that have been festering for 6 days or so.
I like festering.
We're looking this scientifically like we have petri dishes with samples of Allie's panties.
Yeah, look exactly. At these. Probably once a week, but I'm hoping they're not festering in that time.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Festering is a terrible verb, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a horrible verb.
Well, where I'm going with this is I do laundry every day.
Well, that's because you're weird.
Yep, you're a psycho.
That is crazy.
You have to think that anything you do, no one else does.
Okay, just ask it.
Yes. Yeah.
We were on a vacation for an hour. I swear, I'm doing a quick load of laundry if anybody needs to throw anything in.
Are you serious?
I'm not even fresh from the airport. I haven't even gone to the beach yet.
Yep,
the old man's
doing
laundry.
I love the person on vacation who does laundry because they go, "Do you have anything you want?" Because I'll throw something in. I'm very happy to have that person walk on the trip.
I did laundry every day. I ironed shirts a lot.
Good job.
Wow, what a great vacation.
I like ironing. I get to think about things.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, how do I get out of this?
I came home and did all the laundry from vacation yesterday.
I'll horrify you, Tom, because when I first moved to New York and I didn't have a washer dryer, did laundry once every 2 or 3 weeks, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember I was in college once. I remember those days. Oh, these jeans have been good for 3 months. I got another day in them.
Let's do another letter.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Allie.
Dear Allie, I'm newly married, and for our honeymoon, we went to Hawaii.
Oh.
We had business seats on our flight to Los Angeles, then had one upgrade on the way to Hawaii, and my husband took the seat because he's over 6 feet and coach is way less comfortable for him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He pays for everything, and I didn't want to ruin our honeymoon, but I'm still seething about it inside.
Oh, seething. My God. What a bitch.
Christine.
What would you say about that, Josh?
These bitches.
Seething, huh?
Your husband is uncomfortable. I just flew on a plane for 8.5 hours. I know what this is like. That poor guy.
What does she go on to say?
Go on.
Oh, she says, I don't know how to address this. Should we try therapy? Because I feel like he'll think I'm crazy if I just bring it up on my own weeks later.
Oh, he will, God. But that's,
it's too early to need therapy. It's over.
This is crazy.
It's too early to get this angry about this, too.
Dude, Don would never take an upgrade seat and leave me behind. Like, if we both couldn't go, he'd be like, no, I'm not taking the upgraded seat. I'll just sit with you in the back. So that does kind of suck that he's like, well, I need to be comfortable. Peace. Honeymoon.
No,
you know what I mean?
He's that tall and he's miserable and coach.
He could switch and get an exit row, I bet, with somebody.
Mm. No.
Either no. that or he doesn't.
Or he could do that fake offer thing where he's like, no, you take the seat.
He, he doesn't want to put up with the static he's going to get if he takes the chair, probably.
Man, right. I don't know. I think I would do this on my honeymoon. First off, I think the guy was fine taking the seat. You are overreacting. But I think I would go, no, thank you. Neither of us need the upgrade. And just sit in my...
Yeah.
Yes.
Sit with my wife or whatever.
Yes.
So
take the points.
Yeah. Because now he's going to have to do therapy. I hope it was worth it.
But you got to relax, man.
Man.
This is
no
not
joke,
worth being so upset about.
God.
Just buy concert tickets and get a better seat for yourself.
And by the way, since he was up in first class, he was able to text his girlfriend.
There you go.
So that's one point.
Yeah, and the complimentary champagne really got him loose to send some fun stuff to her.
Yeah, the old bags in the back.
Yeah. I don't know. I could talk. I could see if she comes up here.
No. Exit row Erica, don't worry about her. Yeah. It's just us, sweetheart.
Yeah, that is a really interesting. This it sounds like the an episode of a sitcom. It'd be a great.
It would that would really be a good plot of an episode.
I do think she's overreacting.
Seinfeld would have done great.
They did it. Seinfeld, Jerry and Elaine, but they weren't together. But Jerry took the upgrade and was like, "I've already sat in first class. You never have, so you don't know what you're missing."
Yes.
I would.
Yes.
I can't go back.
But on the honeymoon's a little brutal, I think.
Right. I think you just don't take the upgrade in that case. But, you know, he did, and you really do need to chill out about this, ma'am. It's not worth it.
It's totally not worth it. Oh, my gosh.
And as a new husband, I'd be less concerned if she brought up the seat thing and more concerned if she brought up therapy.
Absolutely. Right? Like, what?
I'd be like, what?
Okay, well, let's see now. We can squeeze in one more quick letter. You got a good one?
Yes. Dear Allie, I have been seeing my girlfriend for 3 years. This summer, we took a share with five other couples on a summer vacation house. After the first week there, the couples began to exchange partners.
Oh, my.
We went along with it and had fun for a while. The sex was actually really great, but I kept thinking about my girlfriend being with someone else.
Sure.
I suggested we stop, but she actually was really into it and says she loves me, but she wants to have some fun. What should I do?
Well, you can't unring that bell.
No. No, you can't.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, get a book of baby names.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hit the road, Jack.
Careful what you wish for there.
Now, is this common when you do one of when you rent a house?
I've never heard of it before.
It used to be. Yeah.
Well, I've heard of timeshare.
The 60s are coming back. Isn't that when they did those key parties? Or was that the 70s?
Yeah, boy. That's...
What is it? What's the this is not a timeshare. Really.
This happened once with me on a vacation. It was particularly awkward because we were at my brother's lake house. Nobody spoke to me for 2 days after I suggested it.
They just stare at you?
Well, thanks. Allie, have a great time riding those horses today.
Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. See you, Allie.
Bye, Allie.
Oh, boy, that was interesting.
I haven't been horseback riding in a long time.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, is that funny, Ace? Yes. No. You know, ever since I broke the back of that one steed.
No, Slim thought it was hilarious.
You're a comedian.
He's on two horses and he's laying down horsebacks riding.
Hey, is that a camel? No, I just bent this one's back. Yeah, looks like two humps.
It's incapable of.
And they're off.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.